Okay, everybody. Okay, we're going to start the show. Sorry we're a little late, because I just realized that I didn't put start on this. Okay, one-man show. And apologize. So I'm gonna start the show from the beginning. Boom. No, it was boom, bang. Yeah, okay, hi, this is Paul Simon. Once again, I did something untechnically wise and technically a disaster. I'm unable to even say how bad it was. I forgot to push the live stream video. So, hello everybody. I don't know if anybody's still there because we push and work very hard. I thought I did a 3 o'clock kind of a scenario, but I messed up. I think that that's can happen, and I just proved that it can happen. So, based upon that reality, we're going to start again. Today's as a great show. And I would like to initially start and thank everybody that does come and watch our programming. It's an inspiration for me. I hope it's an inspiration for you, and that you can pass some of the information along and the good kinds of things that are happening that our audience shares with us, which makes it a very important opportunity for us and for others. Because all we are is good news, 21 years of that. And I'm honored to be able to say that we have about 5,000 shows, podcasts, and everything. Just go there. This is a time to take a listen to people doing good. It's always a time to listen to people doing good, because most of the world is doing good. I just did an internship class, and in that class, virtually, through the Media Humanity, Melanie's, organization with a bunch of NYU interns, smart young people, our future. And, you know, it's all good. First, they taught me how to use Zoom. Soon we're going to use the Zoom. And anybody who cares to be on the Zoom feed can do that, since we know how to use that now, because I was taught by an intern. Actually, good news is that over these last 35 years in business, we've had over 300 interns. And they produced, I put them on, you know, Good News Japan, Good News China, because we get a lot of international interns. So that's exciting. So today we're going to start off with St. Francis of Assisi. We always want to start with due respect to those that are dealing closely with the pandemic. I guess everybody's dealing with it in some fashion. And then we're going to do an animals piece. I'm going to show something for oddest friendship between animals. And then we have a little raccoon piece we're going to show New York City's wonderful employees. And then heroes, we're going to go to that 7 o'clock time, and which we go in our backyard and yell and scream and do whatever we do. Last night we were supposed to do the Frank Sinatra song, sing that at 7:02. Some peace organization organized that. That's cool. So, you know, who we are is we love to share other people's good news, okay? Dr. Cole gave us the animals thing. Then we have some stuff on coronavirus that people have sent to us. Actually, is potential cures to coronavirus, or just in general, how to keep yourself healthy. And then we'll go to our Woodstock movie with Dionne Warwick and then Claire Diab. Okay, so we're going to flip this around. We just showed our opening. Hopefully you could see it. We're going to now go to see this oddest, the oddest animal. We're going to go right back to the beginning, though, and kaboom, and let's see what happens here.
fascinated by animals that behave in ways we would never expect. Millions of us watch clips of different species that normally wouldn't come together, showing what looks like friendship, affection, and even love towards each other.
Kate took one look at her. Thank you.
Charles.
Stop it. That just melts your heart.
Juan. Thank you.
But what lies at the heart of these behaviors? Can science explain why these unusual partnerships take place? I'm Liz Bonin, and I'm going on a worldwide journey of discovery to find out why animals of different species make friends with each other. Why a cat would adopt ducklings.
I was blown away by what I was seeing. I just couldn't believe it.
If an orangutan could really keep a dog as a pet. Or if two animals of different species could even fall in love. I'm on a mission to find the world's cutest and weirdest animal friends.
Okay, so there's a long show here, an hour program, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's interesting. I think it's because we are one. Om Shanti Om. And because we are one, we are animals too. So I'll speak for that. Ruff, ruff. Meow. So, this peace prayer plant, I think, is a relative as well. And so we're all connected. Actually, namaste means that. Let's go now to let's go to the heroes. Okay, we did have a piece about New York City heroes helping. I would just show a little bit of it. We'll show it right from here. So there was a raccoon, and the raccoon was unfortunately ill.
Part of the city.
Part of the city.
Thank you for doing
it. You know, protecting us and our relatives, such as the raccoon. We live with the raccoon. We live with squirrels. We live with those tulips.
Thank you for doing
it. It's a city organization and a volunteer organization.
That was the raccoon that. They'll study that raccoon. Well, let's hope they can get him to live, right? You got to put him on a ventilator or something, get him some air, right? The animals are people too, right? We're all one. By far. Here's another example of it. Well, they had that lion up in the Bronx Zoo, right? He got the virus. Oh, well, thank you so much for doing this. All right. That's another wonderful thing about New York and about everywhere. Animal Care, nycacc.org, and great workers, I guess, employees and volunteers. Thank you again.
It's just like our volunteer firemen. Boy, they're winners, huh? In fact, the Claire Diab video is made for firemen and for other public service workers. We're going to go to the heroes that we did last night here. Our heroes. We'll back it up just a little. So, I'll give you a little more. I'll give you a little more. All right, 7 o'clock. So you're supposed to at 7 o'clock last night do.
Hey, Devin. Hey, David. Hey, David. Thanks for telling me about this. Yeah, I can't hear you singing. What's the problem? I went to their live Little Town Blues. Guys. Along into space. I want to be a part of it.
Let's go to the man who can really sing that song. It's not me. Well, have a great neighbor there, Chris. And tunes the pianos for the Met. Always has great entertainers over there.
Chris, we're supposed to sing New York, New York.
All
right, let's go.
It's a little small town, right? Everywhere's a small town.
It's not 702. I tried to get it on the radio, but that was a disaster. The thing that crashed. I guess a lot of people were doing it. In any case, some kids yelling out. You okay, Chris? Everything cool? Place is looking great. Thanks, man. The place is looking great.
Little encouragement for everybody. The more you encourage, the more happiness you have and they have.
Sorry? Yeah, well, the New York's going to be tough to pull off here. It's okay. It's in our souls.
Tech, let's go to New York. It's good that it crashed. You know what the crash means? The crash means that maybe, let's hope, it means that a lot of people went to do it, okay? Because there's tremendous spirit here in New York, as there is everywhere. So let's hear the man sing it. Actually, he's in our movie singing it, too.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
What a star.
These vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray
right through the very
heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up, Mary, in a city that doesn't sleep.
Something. Actually, we opened up the Marriott Marquis ballroom with Frank Sinatra when I was a Channel 13. And a salute to Benny Goodman. I just throw it in here because I was a lucky guy. Two specials I did with him, too, with Nelson Riddle out in California. AFI salutes.
I'm gonna make a brand new start of it.
da 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 da. Hi, Frank. Thank you. Okay. A nice theme song for New York, no doubt about it. You know, we have a lot of good shows here. A whole show on coronavirus. And I think it's worthy of going to, a potential cure for coronavirus. And I have been given something from a doctor in Ukraine. And so a lot of people are working on things and we're all praying. This is an interesting podcast, I think worthy of listening just for now and forever, because health is wealth. So let's take a moment here and listen to our movie, Woodstock Forever. That's all what it's all about. What's the name of the song? Section.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, not great.
Okay, great.
Are you happy?
Oh, I'm delighted.
Okay, have a nice day.
You too.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey. Ah, well, thank you very much.
For what?
For putting my picture up on that wall. I'm like Richard Dawson down there now. Every person I see engages me in this long, boring, tedious conversation. I can't even get out of the building.
You should be thanking me for liberating you from your world of loneliness and isolation. Now you're a part of a family.
Family?
Yeah.
You think I want another family? My father's demanding my uncle pay interest on $50 he was supposed to give my mother in 1941, and my uncle put my nana in a home to try and shut her up. And I'll tell you another thing, Cosmo, Kramer, whatever you want to be called, the kissing thing is over. There's no more kissing, and I don't care what the consequences are.
This is one great show. A joy every night. There's another great show. Okay. We're lucky to have this great humor here. Let's take a moment with Claire and get some good breathing in. That would be helpful for all of us.
The body. This is an incredible breathing technique to do. When you find yourself in a highly stressful situation, or at night, if you're unable to go back to sleep if you wake up, just do 50 of these sounding breaths and you'll go back to sleep. Okay, so that's sounding breath. Now,
you can go to the video and you can see how she explained the sounding breath.
Breathing technique, which will give us lots of energy. So actually, if you're in a stressful situation, this is not the breathing technique you want to do. You do this when you need to get more energy, and really good first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. And if you drink coffee, that's fine. Just do these breathing techniques first and then have your cup of coffee, because breath of fire is like giving us a natural speed. So it's rapid breathing in and out through the nostrils like this. It actually strengthens your abdominal muscles and nourishes the intestines, strengthens our kidneys and adrenal glands, and this really purifies your lungs, which is real important as a firefighter and being around smoke, that on a daily regular basis you do purify your lungs, because you can with this breathing technique. So the breath out is just like a sniffle out, and the breath in is just like a sniffle in. When you exhale out, the belly goes in. So it's like this. and then you can speed it up. So I'll guide you with the words, I am, I am. As I say I, you take a breath in, and the am is the breath out. Okay? So, I am, I am, I am. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. I am, I am, I am, I am. Close your eyes, tongue at fire point. I am. Keep your eyes closed. Notice what's happened. Feel the energy, the heat that we've created. Slowly opening your eyes. This is a very powerful breathing technique, and if it feels uncomfortable for you, then you just don't want to do it. And the next breath that we'll do is a little easier and just as powerful. It's called rhythmic breathing. It's two breaths in through the nostrils and two breaths out through the nostrils. Has the same benefits as breath of fire. This breath also can help you get upstairs fast without getting winded. So you would match each breath to the step. But first, let's just review and do the breath together. So it's like this. Okay, so let's do this together. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. In, out, out. In, out, out. In, out, out. Tongue at fire point. And inhale, and exhale.
Thank you, Claire. Let's take a moment outside. And snake plant's good for air in the home. Just get a little fresh air. And take a moment to give some thoughts to ourselves and this scenario that we're all living under at this moment. Well, sure the heck isn't easy. So this is where we come for the 7 o'clock and are we go to the Museum of Natural History. Take a moment to be kind to ourselves and to others, always. Okay, everybody, I appreciate it. I thank you all for watching. I'm going to go inside. I just want to read one little thing. I'm going to play one song on the piano. We're all together. This is a quartz rock to bring us good health. Little Vicks Vapor Rub on the Tarrytown sign. Vicks Vapor Rub, a humidifier. Remember those? We used to sit there and clean our... when we had a cold, that's supposedly a good thing. Give that some thought. That might be helpful. You are loved. Might be helpful too. I have a lot of T's here. Thankfulness. That might be helpful for your lungs. Trust. It always had been. A vaporizer. Tolerance. That's on the coronavirus story. Truthfulness. More tolerance. And trustworthiness, being trustworthy. A character or quality of deserving trust and confidence. Okay, may peace prevail on earth. And I always like to say, peace does prevail on earth. We're very lucky to have it, or we wouldn't be here. I'm going to read one little Louise Hay. I'm going to start somewhere here. I rise above all limitations. I am divinely guided and inspired. That's a nice thought. I know it's a nice thought for me. being a minister. He was very open to help whoever I can in that process. I'm going to do one song for everybody. It's Friday. It's the end of the week. We'll put out a newsletter today. And I'm going to say, love me tender. That's for loving me, and it's loving them, and loving everybody. Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend, the best we can under these conditions. And pray for those that are having a more difficult time maybe than some of us. And pray for those all over the world that also every day have a more difficult time than us. And thank all those that are helping those people the best we can. Okay, have a good weekend. Thank you very much for sharing good news with us. Take care.